Spain's socialist government once again finds itself at odds with the Roman Catholic Church. First, it was over the legalization of same-sex marriages. Then it was about easing restrictions on divorce and abortion. After that, it was over the government's authorization of stem cell research. Now the church is upset with the government's decision to keep religious education optional in public schools. Jerome Sokolowski visited a school near Madrid where children learn about their faith.
Stampeding children crisscross the playground of the Vicente Alexandre Elementary School. It's a public school like any other in Spain, and after recess, it's time for religion class. The instructor, Marta Perez, is appointed by the local Roman Catholic diocese. But she says that what she teaches is a far cry from Roman Catholic dogma.
No. Es enseñanza religiosa, no es catequesis.
It's religious education, not catechism. You teach religion the same way you would teach math or science, with faith, of course, because you're religious and you're Christian, and you try to transmit that to the children, she says. By law, every public school in the country is required to teach Roman Catholicism, the faith of more than 80% of Spaniards. If there are enough non-Catholic pupils, a class in their creed or an alternative in ethics must also be offered. But the classes are optional, and the church wants them to be mandatory. The bishops are furious that the Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, canceled a law that would have done just that and replaced it with new legislation that would keep religion classes optional. At a recent interfaith event in Madrid, Father Mariano Perón criticized the new law. He said Zapatero is out of touch with Spanish public opinion if he thinks faith should have no place in public schools like in America.
It's absolutely different from the States. You don't normally have wine with lunch. We do. So it's a different viewpoint in the sense of a tradition. And it is a big tradition to have a Christian or Catholic education in public institutions of education.
Surveys show that Spaniards cling to their Catholic identity despite their liberal views on issues such as abortion and gay rights. When classes are over at the Vicente Alexandre school, the children rush out through the gate. Among the waiting grown-ups is a grandmother in a black fur coat. Ana Maria Belmonte Blanco thinks it's good that the religion class is optional. She recalls what school was like during the Franco dictatorship when she was a child. We started school with Mass and ended with Holy Communion and confession for the rest of the day, she says. But that's not right. After all, a little girl of 8 years, what sins could she commit? When her granddaughters come out of school, Mrs. Belmonte beams with pride. Look what beautiful granddaughters I have, she says. And they believe in God. See? You learn that from the teacher, don't you, darlings? The only thing left, she adds, is that they find good husbands later. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.